Nolte, Joe Biden's failure means we're going to have to live with the coronavirus. By John Nolte on September 8, 2021. His fraudulency. Joe Biden's spectacular failure to vaccinate the country means only one thing. We're going to have to learn to live with the coronavirus. Biden had the easiest job in the world, sell a free miracle vaccine during a pandemic. But over and over and over again, he fumbled and stumbled and bumbled, and here we are. About half the country is not fully vaccinated. Many are outright refusing, and this probably means no herd immunity. Which probably means more variants, which means we're just going to have to learn to live with the China flu. Eventually, I suppose, everyone will be infected somehow. And we might achieve herd immunity that way. But only if natural immunity is something that lasts. But who knows what the variants will look like or what the boosters will or won't do. So other than the unknown, the future is hazy. But the future is always hazy. No one knows what's up ahead. But one thing we do know is that there's no quicker way to waste away your life than through the futile act of attempting to control the uncontrollable. So you have to go out and live your life, and living your life means accepting a reasonable amount of risk. And the secret to learning to live with the coronavirus is to accept that it is, for most of us, a reasonable amount of risk. Those who are vaccinated are in excellent shape. According to the latest numbers from the CDC, serious breakthrough cases, the fully vaccinated who have died or been hospitalized, are ridiculously low. With 173 million people fully vaccinated. As of August 30, only 2,473 have died of the virus, and only 10,471 required, and survived, hospitalization. That breaks down one death per 69,955 and one hospitalization per 16,521. If you don't see that as an acceptable risk, then you shouldn't leave the house because you are much more likely to die in a car accident this year. Hell, even if you don't drive, you're much more likely to die crossing the street. I'm vaccinated, my loved ones are vaccinated, so for me, the pandemic is over. My town has an anti-science mask mandate in place, which I enjoy violating. If a booster is called for, I'll get a booster. Could I still get sick and die from the virus? Sure. But as you can see from the math above, it's more dangerous for me to drive to the store to buy a mask than it is to go without one. As far as the unvaccinated, well, y'all should get vaccinated. Come on. As one of my coworkers put it, why would you choose to take the risk with a virus made in China over a vaccine made in America by the Trump administration? We have 173 million vaccinated. How many more test subjects do you require? Nevertheless, those who refuse to get vaccinated have every right to decide their own acceptable level of risk, which is much higher than the vaccinated but, depending on your age, weight, and health might still fall in the acceptable range. Either way, it doesn't matter because we're going to have to learn to live with it. Already things are pretty bad and will probably get worse as fall and winter arrive. But at this point, I doubt that will do much to increase vaccination rates, which means the virus is probably here to stay. So what will that world look like? Well, you will probably see hospitals increase their ICU capacity. Hopefully, the media will stop lying about therapeutics, and those that work, or at least help, will be taken seriously. Fascist local governments will continue to cruelly force people into masks. The politicians and media will continue to use and abuse the virus to scare and control us. As free people, we're all just going to have to decide what we're willing to do and what we're willing to put up with. But for the foreseeable future, the virus is here to stay. In the end, though, this is all falls on Biden, who had the easiest job in the world selling this vaccine and didn't do it. How could he after he'd already called the safety of the vaccine into question during the campaign? How could he when after being vaccinated? He spent months in a mask which told the world he didn't believe the vaccine worked. And now he's again wearing a mask which again says the vaccine doesn't work. Yep, it all falls on Slow Joe, the anti-vaxxer liar. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.